Welcome to Red V TV, supported by A-Star Recruitment for the 2022 season. As we are here for a Red V TV special, Kev, as we discuss the squad numbers for 2023 that the club have announced this week.
Yeah, that's it. Ramping up towards the 2023 season, aren't we, David? You'll have to
absolutely.
You'll have to get used to saying that soon enough.
You can guarantee I'll say 2022 for the first couple next year.
Correct.
Before we go in, Kev, we had a great night for our Red V Alex Walmsley testimonial event the other night with Big Al, Louis, and Red V's very own Dan Hill.
You know what? It was a fantastic night, wasn't it? We had loads of messages saying how much people have enjoyed it, how much we need to do it again. How much they just enjoyed the venue and the buffet. And I think you you actually said that the buffet was one of your highlights of the evening. And I think it was one of Big Al's highlights of the evening as well.
Yeah, the salt and pepper chicken down at Ruskin. Absolutely tremendous. But yeah, it was a great night and hopefully we can do it again soon. So if you did come down, thank you very much for attending. We do really appreciate it. I know Big Al does as well. It's great for everybody to get together and be able to support his testimonial, especially during the off season as well, Kev.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's obviously thanks to Ruskin for allowing us to use the space and for putting on the catering. And as you say, thanks
Mike
to everyone.
Bennett, Kev.
I tell you what, I was just about to say everybody for coming down and Mike Bennett for hosting the evening. Because while the panel was Louis, Big Al and Dan, having him there was like having, I don't know, an extra player. He didn't jump in all the time. He didn't try and make it about himself. It was just, he'd tell a story and then he'd let the others speak. And he was tremendous, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic host. And Kev, he is an ex-player.
He is an ex-player, yeah, but it wasn't like, as I say, he wasn't trying to turn around and say, well, under Daniel Anderson, this happened to me, and under me and Ian Milner, yeah. He told enough stories without him kind of taking it over because he was in charge of the mic. I thought he was absolutely tremendous, and hopefully we see him doing a couple more of the forums like that again.
Absolutely. Stories from the Daniel Anderson era and those times were probably more than welcome from Mr. Bennett as well.
Yeah, but definitely. Yeah.
Great night all round. Let's do it again sometime.
Correct.
Right, squad numbers, Kev.
Yes.
There we go, Kevin. 2023, yeah. Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to leave all changes to you here. I know you probably want me to go through them as I usually do, but I'm going to leave them to you this time.
So it's not a 21-man squad, Kev. That's your domain. I will do the squad. So the big news, Kev, is that John Bennison has been rewarded for a fantastic 2022 season where he admirably stepped in, replacing Regan Grace on the wing. I think we said last season that he fully deserved to be given that number five shirt. And it looks like Mr. Wellens agrees with us.
It does, yeah. Listen, is he an out-and-out winger? No. But as Christian Wolf said at the end of the season, John Bennison is someone who puts him in the position of getting a starting jersey because of the work rate that he has. The fact that he's one of them fellas who just puts his hands up and gets stuck in. And listen, is he an out-and-out winger? No. But does he deserve that reward? Absolutely he does.
And I think, Kev, long-term, his future may probably lie at fullback. Obviously, Johnny Lomax got a couple of years left in him at least. Jack Wellsby may find himself in the halves in the future, which means if you want to keep John Bennison at the club, you need to keep him in and around that first 17, don't you? To make sure he gets the game time, to aid his development. And you look at the likes of Paul Wellens. Paul Wellens started his career on the wing for us, didn't he?
Yeah, well, James Robey played on the wing for us. He played at seven for us. He played all round. And that's what that type of player does. They just put the hand up and get put in a position and try and make it their own. Because if that's how they're going to play first-team rugby and that's how they're going to get a career at the top level with Saints, that's what they need to do. I think you're right for his development. He needs to be in and around that 17-man squad as much as possible. And this, I think over, like, people know we're both football fans, squad numbers don't really mean as much in the football world, but I think in the rugby world, that gives you more of a leaning towards who are the first choice players, doesn't it? I don't think, yeah. I think back in the day where we've had Benny Barber playing 23, you always know he's going to start, and they've not changed about too much. But I think when you have a look at them squad numbers, usually they're a very, very good kind of indicator of where we're going with the squad. Because if Will Hoppawattie wasn't being thought of as a first choice centre, for example, we might have dropped him down to a number in the teens. And that's what may well have happened. It's happened before with players at other clubs. Whether we do it at our club, I mean, it's not my choice, but I tend to think that's what does happen. You tend to put players into the shirts that you think that's where they're going to start the season.
I don't know whether the Saints do it like that. I always get the impression we're willing to move players up, but we don't tend to move players down.
So why would LMS be playing 15 instead of 13? Because he had the number 13 shirt. And I know you're rewarding Morgan Knowles, but I think there's
possibly,
obviously,
yeah.
Obviously Louis coming towards the end of his career, but there have been players who've been moved out of that starting number and back down again. It is what's happened. There's precedent for it. Potentially, we don't do it that much because, as you say, Johnny Lomax kept the number one shirt while Ben Barber was here. He kept the number one shirt in Lachlan Coote's first year. And then he got changed to number six because it's where he's been playing. Whether we do it, whether Paul Wellens believes in that is another matter. Other coaches have done it in different ways.
Now, interestingly, Kev, we've kept the number 25 shirt vacant. Now, obviously, Mr. Wellens will be looking at players in the World Cup, see if anybody stands out. Obviously, there is the rumour of potentially another winger coming in, whether that be T. Ritson or A.N. Other. Do we expect some movement there before the start of the season?
Yeah, definitely. That's it. The number of times that you see people being adamant that it is T. Ritson on social media. As I always say, I believe it when Saints announce it rather than someone with a bunch of numbers at the end of a Twitter handle telling me that it's happening. Or whoever. I expect there to be a signing coming there because I don't think you leave that shirt open unless you've got someone who is imminently expected to arrive.
Yeah. And listen, if it is a certain winger from Barrow or another who comes in at that position, for me, the right thing to do was give John Benison that number five shirt because, do you know what? Possession is 9/10 of the law and it's up for someone to come and beat him out if they want to get in that team. And that's what we need at this club in terms of competition to keep everybody on the toes.
Yeah, definitely. I think it kind of shows where the thinking is as well. As I say, I think your squad numbers in rugby mean a little bit more. It possibly shows where you're thinking that winger's going to come in the pecking order, as you say, whether it is someone, if they're going to be first choice, fair enough, but they'll have earned that right to be first choice. And currently, as you say, John Bedison's in possession of that shirt, that left wing shirt. All things being equal, I see Bennison starting this season, though.
And then, obviously, you've got a couple of the young lads there. Dan Hill, Red V's Dan Hill.
Yep.
And Juma. Interested in getting some game time this year, another year into their development as well. In terms of the 1-17, Kev, aside from Mr. Bennison, though, it remains unchanged.
It does, and I think, like, we've had a couple of people, we're in a couple of groups where people have said about us not really going out and signing anybody. Last time I can kind of remember that happening, I think it was 2018, where we didn't bring anybody in from, apart from James Bentley, who came in with a number 20 squad number as well. Wasn't expected to get straight into the first team, but was expected to kind of build and come in as a player for the future. So sometimes, yeah, you don't necessarily want to stand still, but I think you've got to give the lads who have kept us at the top of the tree, the opportunity to carry on doing that. And in a salary cap sport, when you're handing deals out, it's all very well saying, I wouldn't have signed this player on a 2-year deal, or I wouldn't have given them a contract extension, when you don't know the figures being dealt with. It's very easy for people to play fancy rugby league and start turning around and saying, oh, I can't believe we've not signed anybody here. Well, who are you bringing in?
And you look at the side that won the grand final last season, and we did that without Lewis Dodd, who is essentially going to be like a new signing. When he comes back in at half-back, you've got Alex Walmsley coming back in. And then outside of that 17, you've got Dan Norman, who's going to want to get more game time this year and come on. You've got Sam Royal, who has had tasters of first-team rugby but needs more game time this year. You've got Lewis Baxter, again, another big talent. And then even outside of that with some of them young lads, George Delaney made the England Knights squad. He's been given the number 30 jersey this season. Will be training with the first team. You've got Danny Moss, a halfback coming in from Blackbrook, who did so well in those games against Cass and has been rewarded with a squad number and will be training full-time as well. So there are bits there to spice things up. And I've not even mentioned Ben Lane and Mackenzie Buckley, who both did well at the end of the year as well. That is a really strong 32-man squad at this moment in time.
It is. You're right. That's it. You mentioned about lads having to come in. Dan Hill, Jamar Sambu have played games last season and unfortunately finished the year injured, but have had that taste of it. Matty Foster, listen, I hope Matty can get through his injury problems and get games for us, because he's a good second rower. He's a really, really good second rower, and he's been unfortunate with injuries. Hopefully he can get over them. And as you say, you're going down there. I mean, talk about wingers and backs. You've got Ben Lane, who's had a go first team as well. Mackenzie Buckley's another second rower who runs great lines. It's exciting seeing them players in there. Like, outside of what you'd say is probably your top 25, that there is that promise and that experience now of being dropped into a game or two and kind of knowing what's expected. They're not coming in completely green and completely thinking, oh God, what's it like playing first team? These are lads who've had the opportunity and will want more of that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Matty Foster. Obviously, he's been given another year's deal, given the number 28 jersey. And listen, if he wasn't so highly thought of, it would have been very easy to cut ties after his injury issues. So it just shows the faith that the club have got in him to actually extend that deal and hope he comes through it. Because if he does, we've got a great player on our hands.
Yeah, correct. 100% right. I think that's the type of club we are as well. When people at the end of the year were talking about who should stay and who should go and all that, and you get people talking, and I'll mention him again, Will Hopewarty, you get people saying, oh, I'd just cut it. Him loose. This just shows that while you can't be just a home for players who just get injured and say, we'll keep giving you deals, we do the right thing by players. We stand by players and we give them every opportunity to get themselves right. Will Hopewarty's obviously got a deal that we're going to see through unless Will Hopewarty thinks otherwise and decides, if he has another injury hit year, he might just hold his hands up and go, no, I've had enough of this. It's getting to me. There's no point putting myself through the ringer. Matty, exactly the same. Listen, we're standing by him. He's highly rated. He went over to Lee on loan, didn't he? Or on Jill Reg. And so he's had that taste of kind of first-team rugby. And he'll want to kind of get past his injury problems and get back on the field. Whether that's with us or going out on dual reg or on loan somewhere and being able to build his fitness and show why he should be given another year for 2024. And that's it. Listen, he is a poor, poor lad that he's had to go through this, but he's around people who have had injury problems in the past and who, based on the kind of knee-jerk reaction of social media, would have got rid of long ago. Because we've got rid of Johnny Lomax long ago, according to some people, because of his injury problems. But if Matty Foster takes solace from the fact that Johnny Lomax has come through bad injuries and can get, glean a little bit of how do you keep yourself up, how do you keep yourself going, it'll do him wonders in the long term.
Absolutely. Johnny Lomax was the example of what I was going to give. He's the model for someone who's come through serious injuries that have plagued him in his earlier career, and then look what he's gone on to achieve. The only young lad we've not mentioned here at this moment in time is Taylor Pemberton, young hooker. We now know it's James Roby's final season, or is it? But assuming that it is, this is a big year for Taylor Pemberton. He needs to be able to demonstrate to Johnny Lomax. Demonstrate it to him, because Johnny Lomax is like a second coach we hear. To demonstrate to Paul Wellens that he deserves either a backup hooker spot next year, or he's going to compete with Lusick for that number one spot, and make it known that the club don't need to go out and spend big money on a hooker. It's his opportunity to grasp this year, and he's got to fight Joey Lusick in that pecking order.
Yeah, it's in his hands as well. But if he goes out there and does what he needs to do and makes himself undroppable, or keeps going and keeps knocking on the door of Paul Wellens and saying, I need to be picked here. I'm in the 21-man squad. I'm in and around the 21-man squad every single week. And he needs to be given his chance. And we all like a hooker who comes through the system at Saints and goes on to be a mainstay. We do, don't we? There's no reason why Taylor Pemberton can't give himself the best possible shot of doing that this season. It's in his hands. It's not in anybody else's hands. It's in his. Because if he gets to the top of his potential, he'll be in that 17.
Yeah. Outside of the 17, Kev, the only players moving up in the squad numbers, Jake Wingfield takes 18, James Bell takes 19, Dan Norman takes 20, Ben Davis 21, and Sam Royal 22. That is so that when you're stood on the terrace next season, they can see who's wearing an old kit.
Yeah, fair enough.
As strong a squad as I think you're going to see in Super League. And the main thing, Kev, if we do end up playing in a World Cup challenge against Penrith in February down under, we're going to go with a settled squad and essentially a championship-winning squad, which isn't always the case when you win a grand final. Sometimes you play the World Cup challenge and some of your best players have moved on, or you're bedding new players in. This side, hopefully, is going to be able to stay together and hit the ground running in 2023.
Yeah, definitely. That's it. That continuity is great with the additional new face and the exciting youngsters we've got. One thing I will say about our squad numbers is I'm glad we haven't gone down the route that an international side has and just picked them on who's made the most appearances. That's what Australia have done in the World Cup, if you haven't seen, David.
Sorry, is it international rugby being played at the moment?
You're not a big fan, are you, David?
I'm not. Listen, I don't wish ill will, and I'll watch the England games when they get to the big games. But yeah, not for me.
Fair enough. Listen, each their own.
Right, I think that's us done and dusted, Kev. We will catch you very, very soon for another episode of Red V TV. We'll keep it going over the next month, so won't we, Kev?
We'll try to.
Make the commitments. Next week, we'll have an interview with Dan Hill on the website as well, on our YouTube, on Red V TV. And we caught up with him towards the end of the season, so that's well worth a watch. Right, Kev, done and dusted. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We'll catch you soon.